Hello, guys. Welcome back to another episode. I'm Taylor.
I'm Sam.
Happy 2024. First episode of the new year.
It feels good.
Feels great.
Feels great knowing that we did an episode every week, too.
52 episodes.
Freaking episodes.
52 freaking episodes. And I just think something in me is like, the podcast is just going to get better this year.
Oh, like, 1,000%.
It's just podcast era.
Yep.
2024 podcast era.
This is our baby.
It's our baby. It's what I've been waiting to talk to you guys for so long. Like, there's just so much to say.
No, there really is, because we were just full vacation mode for a week. It's not like we had Monday to Friday. We were working. We were just, at least me, I was being feral Monday to Friday. So lots to catch up on.
I was not, but it's just so fun. It was a lot to catch up on. Obviously, New Year's Eve, duh. And if you've been following along, I've been saying that I have a lot to say. Mm-hmm. If you've been in comments like, oh my God, I can't wait. Oh, so excited. But anyway, can you tell me one thing about you?
Yeah, one thing about me is I have realized I am easily influenced by the TikTok shop.
You know what's crazy that you're bringing that up?
Why?
We're going to talk about ins and outs. I almost said that like an in is TikTok shop because like people hate TikTok shop.
Yeah.
I like TikTok shop.
I like it, but also at the same time, it gets old when you're constantly scrolling. Like, I'm like, I just want to see a wholesome video. Why is it always a product?
But I have gotten my algorithm, you know, you got to interact with the right videos. Got to make your algorithm work for you. But the reason I think it's in is because people are like, oh, it's sketchy, because they think it's like products from TikTok. But I'm like, no. It's the company's Shopify selling it.
Yeah.
It's not sketchy.
No, it's not sketchy.
So.
But I'm buying sketchy things. Like, I'm not buying a Sephora product on TikTok shop. I'm buying sketchy things that... Like, my scarf that I wore yesterday, got that off TikTok shop.
Really?
So I'm like, that could have easily been a hit or miss. Like, that could have been, like, a shitty-ass product. It came from, like, China. Like, I don't know if it would have been good, but I love the scarf.
Yeah, I got a phone light. I got my silk bonnet for my hair. I got my little face thingy.
Yeah.
My pickle sweatshirt.
I got a few pajamas from there, too.
It's like Amazon.
It is, yeah.
It's like Amazon. Anyways, one thing about me is that I will be changing my mind all the time. So, like, never listen to me that hard.
No. Like, literally never. Like, anything never that comes out of Taylor's mouth is a lie.
Everything that comes out of my mouth is a lie. But I feel it in the moment. But, like, my frontal lobe isn't developed yet. I'm 23. Like, give me 2 more years and then maybe I'll be set in stone. But, like, I'm just putting that out there. I change my mind all the time. There's fundamental things that I will always agree and be stern on. But everything else, like... I'll just, whatever fits the narrative.
I know. It just, you always throw me for a loop. And
keep them on their toes.
No, I'm not here for it.
No, 2024 is for keeping my mind right.
Yeah. Stop 180-ing it every hour.
Oh, that's so boring.
Yeah, all right. Anyways, my favorite of the week is, oh, fuck it, I just drew a blank.
I can go. Yeah. My favorite of the week is Megan Maroney. Her music is so good. It literally made me be a feral rat, like, on Friday and, like, on the weekend. Like, the music is so good. If you're going through a breakup, some of them are love songs too, so even if you're, like, in a relationship, or it's just such music for the girls. And the way I can describe it is, I like OG Taylor Swift. I like country Taylor Swift. To me, this music is, if Taylor Swift kept making country music, it would sound like this. It's just music for the girls. Like, you listen and you're like, holy shit, this is fucking girlhood. Like, you get it. It's so good. So good.
Yeah. My favorite of the week, I remember now, is buying things in bulk, knowing that you only need one thing, but you just buy a bunch of things. No, listen to me. Hear me out. Last New Year's Eve, I bought 6 fucking dresses.
Oh, like, I thought you were gonna say, like, paper towels.
No.
Because when I think bulk, I think, like, Costco.
No, like, go shopping and, like, for unique outfits. And this year, I did not have to stress a single bit because I knew I had bought a bunch of dresses last year and I just had them all ready to go and I just tried on whichever one I thought fit best, that I liked best, and I wore it.
And that was very niche.
I know. And for you, with your dress that never came in time, keep that. Don't return it.
I am going to keep it, except I did order the same dress in other sizes, so I'm going to have to return those.
Okay, well, either way, you have that dress. Now keep it. Next year, you don't have to even stress about it.
No, yeah, I am going to keep it because it's so cute. I'm going to wear it somewhere.
So don't return things that are, like, unique. Unless you fucking try it on and you hate it. Because, like, I tried
the money.
Yeah, I tried all of them on and I liked them all. And I was just debating which one to, like, wear that night. But yeah, it felt good not having to stress about that because I always stress about my outfits. It takes me fucking hours in my closet.
Yeah, she does. And she does this thing where she puts on an outfit, hates it, tries on 30 more outfits, and always ends up in the first outfit that she was in.
Yep.
Like, without fail.
Because I always just put it on and I know it looks good, but I'm like, I think I can do better. And then I find outfits and I'm like, I'm just not doing better. So then I throw on the original outfit that I knew was the best.
And then, like, you finally decide on a different outfit. And I'm like, yes, that looks good. And you're like, don't tell me I'm putting the first outfit back on. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah. I just can't ask for advice because I already know in my head, like, what I'm going to do. But I'm just like, does this, like, look right? Just tell me. But then I am probably not going to listen.
Yeah. It's like you will always end up with the first outfit.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Anyways.
Do we have hot gossip? I only have hot gossip about my life.
Yeah. I don't really have hot gossip, to be honest.
So let's just skip it.
Yeah.
Because we have too much to say.
We have way too much to say.
Okay. Amazing.
So literally the day we were recording, guys, our last episode was the day I was going to pick up my boyfriend at the airport. And it went amazing, like way better than I could have expected. I picked him up at like 5:30 at night in Boston Logan Airport. And then we drove back down to my hometown and we immediately met my family at dinner, which I don't know what the best scenario is to meet someone's family. Is it, do you think formal at dinner or at house? Or like what do you think is the best way to meet a family?
I've only done, when I just did like my last boyfriend, it was at dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Like at a restaurant.
I just don't know. I feel like dinner sometimes, it's so tense. Whereas if you're at someone's house, it's a little bit laid back, a little more comfortable.
But then every other time it's been like a house because I like lived at my parents' house.
Yeah.
Like here had to be dinner. What we like, they don't live here. They don't have a house here.
Yeah.
You know?
But it could have been like your house here. Like he could have came over before dinner.
In my house with his parents? See, no.
Oh, no, no, no. I'm talking about your parents.
Oh, okay. I was like, hell no.
No, no.
I think.
Or even the other way around, like at his apartment.
That is what happened, I think.
Is it?
I think he came here and then we went to dinner.
Actually, yeah, I think you're right. Because I was supposed to come and I was like, had a towel on my head and I was like, this is awkward. I need to get out of this room.
I think he came here and then we went to dinner.
Yeah. I think that's what it was.
But I think if you're chill, easygoing people, it's like not, it doesn't matter.
No.
Because when I met them like in a restaurant, it didn't feel like tense.
No. Especially, I already knew right away off the bat, like our parents are very similar. So I was like, oh, this is going to be easy peasy. But we got dinner and dude, the restaurant we went to was a Tuesday night and they didn't have half the things on the menu. I was so pissed. And like the dinner was just going so sideways. I was like, fuck. Like my dad was getting pissed at the waiter. I was like, oh my God, like this is going to be so bad. I was like, why can't this dinner just go perfectly? But then they got along. And then by literally the end of, we stayed in my hometown at my hometown house for 2 nights. And then we did 2 nights in the city of Boston in a hotel. But the 2 nights that we were there, by the end of the time at my hometown house, they were literally, my dad and my boyfriend were just shitting on me the whole time. Like, ganging up on me, talking. Like, I was just like, you guys are the worst. Like, fuck you guys.
Yeah, that's the best though.
Yeah.
The way, guys, like, if you are like new to our content, as in like you started listening to us in the last year, Sam is a totally different person from when we started this
show. Dude, I was just thinking
like,
about that.
And it like actually like not in like a sappy way, but it's like it's so like cute to watch because like, you're such like a different person. And like it makes me excited to like be your age because like you've changed so much that I'm like, oh my God, by the time I'm...
Yeah.
Like, you're because like you've changed this much from like 23 to 25.
Yes.
And like I just turned 23.
And you got like, 2 more years.
And I'm like, I'm so excited for me to do like that jump like you did. But like you're such a different person and it's so cute.
No, I was thinking about the TikToks I'm posting. The TikToks I'm posting, I'm like, where did this emotional girl come from?
Hacked?
No, literally, I'm like, where did this emotional person come from? People are commenting like, oh my God, I've never seen this side of you. I'm like, same. I've literally never seen this side of me in my life.
And that's not just like, oh, like you've never seen it like through the internet.
Yeah.
Like it's just not a like, it's just not a side of you that
no
is there. Like you've never like been mentioned, like never like talked about anything romantic or lovey, like ever, like doesn't like hug people.
No.
Like it's just not you.
I know. And it's crazy that he is like unlocking a side of me. And that's when I know it's like right. When he's unlocking this side of me, because it's never really come out. Even in my past relationships, it didn't really come out that much. So it's cool to see.
No, like you being like, Like, I didn't know I could love someone this much. I was like,
what? I know. I was like, dude, I know. I don't want to get all fucking like lovey-dovey right now, but like, I'm literally obsessed. It's so bad.
It's cute. Because you know what's funny? It's like, we were having these conversations like in the beginning. Because like in that beginning, like limbo period where it's like, damn, like, is it like real? Is it not? Like when it's the first few months and you're kind of like, damn, like, am I going to feel that deeply for it? And we're both like, when we're like both in relationships, obviously I'm not anymore. But when we were like, I feel like we'd both be like, damn, but is it like, but do you love him like so much? And we're like, oh, like, you know, like, I don't know. You know, I don't know yet. So now you being like, no, I love him so much. It's
no.
Like, okay. Like now, you know.
And it's funny because we both were talking about this like months ago of like, mm-hmm. oh, it's the 6 months. Like the 6 months you like kind of know. It's like the make
my
or break.
My 6 months came and it didn't work.
Didn't work. And my 6 months is literally on Monday. Yeah. And I'm like, it's worked. Like it. I'm obviously going to continue on with this relationship, but it's just like, it's true that like hit the 6 months, like, you know, or not. Yeah. And, like, I think it helps that I met his family and then he met mine, because living not where you're from is really hard being in a relationship, because you don't get to see that other person's side of them. And he also doesn't get to see the other side of me. So it's definitely hard dating outside of where you're actually from.
Yeah.
It felt good showing him like my roots.
Yeah.
So it's crazy. And another thing, I actually haven't posted this on TikTok. I made a video yesterday and just forgot to post it, is the whole it's too good to be true concept. That's how I felt for like the majority of the beginning of this relationship. It's too good to be true. And I'm like looking for reasons to like get mad or like be like, oh, this isn't going to work out. Like, it's not going to work out. Like, I can't do this. Like, and I'm just like saying, why are you doing that? Why are you trying to manipulate your relationship? Just let it fall into place. It's going to work out. Stop being so, it's too good to be true. Too good to be true. I need to find problems. That's literally what I was trying to do.
I definitely did that.
Yeah, a little bit.
I definitely did do that, but it's what it is.
Yeah. It's just, it's something that it was like overpowering my brain for a while. And I was kind of keeping it to myself because I was like there wasn't anything big enough where I was like, oh, like this isn't going to work out. It was just more, I was trying to make something small big. And I'm like, dude, why are you doing that?
It's also because you want to be ahead of it. So that way, if you get hurt, you're like ahead of it.
I'm like protecting my emotions.
Yeah, because if you're like, but these are all the reasons like how we shouldn't be together, then it's like if you get hurt, you're already like mentally prepared versus like, oh my God, this is the best thing ever. If you like, you're
like. Yeah. And it blindsides you.
Yeah. It's like survival instinct. Like you're trying to like make sure you have all the reasons that like you should be done.
Yeah. And I was talking to him about one of our friends that's, you know, dealing with someone cheating on them, and I was like, I'm just like, oh my God, like I need, like, it's crazy, like I think it's too good to be true, like you're just so perfect, like, but I'm scared, what if you cheated on me? He's like, I would never. And I'm like, see, that's what they all say.
Yeah,
so I'm like, I'm always gonna be on edge, like, fuck off.
No one has ever said, yeah, I will cheat.
I will.
Actually,
like,
I did have someone say that to me. Well, we weren't dating, but it was just like, he was just like, we like could never date. I was like, why? He was like, I would cheat on you.
Oh, I'm like, oh, wait, I think I know who you're talking about.
I actually kind of forget who it was. But I was like, right. I was like, I appreciate
valid honesty.
Like, I mean, I guess tell me.
Yeah, right? Don't waste my time.
Oh, I remember who it was. It was, if you listen to the high school episode, the Miami Beach boy that was rich.
I thought you were going to say the...
My first kiss.
I thought you were going to say the guy... When we were both double dating.
No. He probably would have said that too.
Yeah, I feel like he would have.
Yeah, he probably definitely would have.
Because meanwhile, he was.
He was.
Anyway,
so.
He was cheating.
Yeah. But yeah, I was told that.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So stop, anyone listening to this, stop self-sabotaging yourself if you're in the 6 months stage.
Yeah.
Just let the 6 months happen. And then after that, you're like, oh, easy breezy.
This is what it is. I feel like it's 6 months, like, you might have already said, like, I love you and, like, you really, really like them. But for me, it was that jump missing of, like, I couldn't be making the TikToks like you were making.
Really?
Because remember, we talked about that.
No, we did talk about that. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's...
about that. I would watch these, Lexi Hidalgo, to be specific, of her just being, like, in love. And obviously, it's TikTok. It could be, like...
Fake.
But I don't think it is. It doesn't come across that way. And she's just so, like... This boy is like the love of my life. Like, never loved someone more. Like, and I was just like, see, I wouldn't make that. I was like, I just wouldn't make that video. And it's like nothing like wrong with like him or like what's going on. But I'm like, I wouldn't make that. I wouldn't make that. I wouldn't post it. And if I did, it would feel phony.
But if you found the right person,
I
would
used
you
to
make
in my
to,
other? I used
yeah,
to.
You did.
So like, me, I was just like, see, I wouldn't make that. And we were talking about it and you were like, yeah, I wouldn't make that either. So then now you
are making it.
I'm like, she has crossed the line.
I have jumped that boundary. Yeah. Dude, but he hates it. He fucking hates it. He's such a jokester. So when I make those videos, which I hope he doesn't, I'm happy he doesn't have TikTok. I used to wish he had TikTok so he could see all the stuff I'm posting. But now that I do the lovey-dovey stuff, I'm so happy that he doesn't have TikTok.
He literally hold it over you.
Dude, I know. Like, he didn't even know, like, the New Year's Eve kiss. He didn't even know I had a phone propped up. Even though in the video, he, like, looks at it and does the thumb up.
Well, he was wasted.
He was blackout drunk. And I was like, yeah, like, I filmed the whole thing. And I'm like, I'm posting it. He's like, don't.
So funny.
He's like, the boys are gonna roast me. I'm like, I literally don't care.
We literally had a whole podcast episode about how boys, not a whole podcast episode, but you talked about it, how boys like roasting people from guys to their girlfriends.
No, literally lame. So lame. That's and all funny. Of our boyfriend, all of our guy friends have girlfriends basically, so who are them to talk? Okay,
not all of them,
pretty much, besides like the two that live together near my boyfriend
and my man.
Who's your man? Wait, are you talking?
What do you mean?
Dude, you have like five men. I can't keep up.
No, the only one that's our friend that your boyfriend wants me to date.
Oh, yeah. No, he actually, nope. That's so, I got to fill you in on that
too. Oh my God, I'm hurt.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm hurt. Oh my God, I'm heartbroken. I have to text him later.
Yeah. No, you got to text him later.
I got it.
You
got
to win him over.
I have to.
Guys, this is the friend that we, when we went to Worst Fest and my boyfriend was making jokes when we were in the Ferris wheel. We're like, oh, we're on a double date. We're on a double date. And we were making the two of them so uncomfortable. We're like, kiss, kiss from the Ferris wheel.
We didn't kiss. Yet.
Yet. Taylor really wanted to.
No, I was literally like, I'm going to jump off the Ferris wheel right now. Like, this is my chance to end it all.
The One Thing About Us podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. I want to talk to you about something that's been a game changer for me. At the end of 2023, I got into therapy. As we dive into the new year, there's so much buzz around becoming a new you. And let me tell you, I'm embracing the magic that's already within us. I've been reflecting on what I want to keep the same in 2024. Those little victories that made life brighter. Maybe like you've conquered organizing one part of your space. Now you're eyeing another corner for a transformation. Or maybe you've mastered taking your daily supplements. Now the goal is to add a healthy breakfast to your routine. That's where therapy comes in, my friends. It's not about radical transformations. It's about building on the foundation of your strengths. Therapy helps you discover positive coping skills, sets the stage of life for healthy boundaries, empowers you to embrace the incredible person you are. Therapy helps you discover positive coping skills, sets the stage for healthy boundaries, and empowers you to embrace the incredible person you already are. Now, if you've experienced the wonders of therapy, feel free to share your journey. It's not just for those who face major traumas. It's for anyone looking to enhance their well-being. If you're considering starting therapy, let me introduce you to BetterHelp. BetterHelp is a virtual support system entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and tailored to your schedule. Take the first step by filling out a brief questionnaire, and you'll be matched with a licensed therapist. The best part, you can switch therapist anytime at no additional charge. So as we step into 2024, let's celebrate the beauty of who we are and amplify it with the support of therapy. Celebrate the progress you've already made. Visit betterhelp.com/onething today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/onething.
My week, I have nothing to catch up on. It was straight family time. Me and my nieces and nephews and my siblings just hanging.
Yeah.
I was literally just having family time galore, watching some, you know, cartoons.
Cartoons?
Playing outside.
Yeah, the weather was so nice there. I'm so jealous.
So nice. I went to the beach.
Yeah. When I was in the fucking city, I was so pissed. It was raining every day. And being in a city when it's raining is the worst. You can't walk anywhere.
Yeah, the worst.
I was so mad. But luckily, the hotel we were at was kind of near everything that we needed to be at. So that was fine. But... yeah, so do you want me to do my little quick Boston trip and then...
yeah, do your Boston trip.
So we stayed at a hotel there two nights. First night, it was Thursday. So I was like, I don't want to go too crazy because we had literally New Year's like that Sunday too. So I was going to be like kind of on a bender. So we went to dinner. We went into the North End and I fucking ate like meatballs, like calamari, some wine, like full ham, went crazy. And I was like, you know what? We're in the North End right now. I need to show you Mike's Pastries. Because this is my favorite thing in the world. And I know we're like out drinking, but it needs to happen because we're never going to be in the North End for the rest of the trip that we're here. So let's go over there and get some cannolis. Got the cannolis, brought them back to the hotel. Thursday night, of course, football's on. So he's like, can we please go watch some football? And I'm like, all right, well, I'm drunk. So as long as I'm maintaining this drunk, I don't care. But if I was ever sober watching football, not gonna happen. So we went to the hotel bar. It's called the Sports Club. It was actually pretty cool. Like, you walk in there and the whole entire like bar is like a locker room. It was sick.
That's cool.
So like the whole wall was just like a thing of lockers, and like it was a cool vibe. So sat there for a while. I got a espresso martini, and then I was really fucking drunk, like very drunk. And I was like, well, I'm done. And oh, another thing I should add in is I booked this hotel with my American Express, and you get so many perks when you book with your American Express. One of them being that I got a $100 voucher to any restaurant in the hotel. So I was using that $100 voucher getting those drinks that night. And so I'm like, okay, like might as well get another drink because it's free. $100
in drinks is a lot.
Yeah, dude. So I'm like, might as well get another drink because it's free. Dude, I get a 6 ounce. I go, oh, can I just have a glass of wine? And it says on the menu, it's 6 ounces. This bartender brings that glass of wine over. I'm going to have to put a thumbnail clip of the fucking glass. It was full to like nearly the top. I was like, that is not a glass of wine. That is a bottle of wine in a cup. And I started drinking and I'm like, dude, I really should not be doing this. So I was like, can we go back upstairs? We can bring the drinks with us because we're in the hotel. And so we brought the drinks up there. And then my drunk ass thought it was going to be a good idea to eat a cannoli. So I am eating the cannoli, whatever. It's so good. I'm like in heaven. And I think it's totally okay that I'm eating this cannoli. It's fine, whatever. Then I get ready for bed, do all my hair, makeup, lay down. Dude, I had the worst spins of all time. And it was like, you know the feeling where you know you're going to throw up like in your throat and you're getting like the little bubbles, whatever. I'm like, I'm going to throw up. It's going to happen. And I literally sprinted over the toilet and was throwing up for like almost an hour. Just got it all out. But then I was like dry heaving. And my boyfriend just sitting there like slapping me on the back being like, it's going to be okay. I'm like, it's literally not going to be okay. I feel horrible. And it kind of ruins like the rest of the trip for me because I was so down bad the next day.
That's really upsetting.
I know.
Kind of funny.
It was funny. And he was like, don't look at the throw up. It's basically black because of the cannoli because it was just chocolate. He's like, don't look at it. Don't stress it. It's just chocolate that you're throwing up right now.
And espresso, baby.
Yeah, literally. My stomach, the
red wine.
The way I mixed so much shit together, like, I regret it like no other. I'm never doing anything like that again. I thought I was just invincible then. I was like, yeah, I have a lot of like carbs in me right now. I'm fine. Like, I'm fine. I got pasta, meatballs, calamari. I'm good. No. It did quite literally the opposite.
You talking about it right now is kind of making me want to fucking yak.
I know. And so I didn't go to the gym the next day. We were planning on going to a Barry's workout. Didn't happen. I was so hungover. And then we just went shopping on Newberry and got some stuff for him for New Year's. And he got me a pair of pants from Abercrombie, which I ended up wearing that night. They're like business pants. And I loved like dressing like that. Businessy attire.
My Abercrombie business pants are the best pants I own.
Yeah. They fit me. They're different. They're like suede kind of. Okay. They're like, I don't know how the material to explain them, but they're super cute and I love them. The only thing with Abercrombie is most of their pants are so high-waisted. So I just feel like I'm like swimming in the pants.
Mm. Is that like all for your trip?
No. The next night I was like so down bad still, but we got those espresso martini flights that you swiped up on. All my friends were swiping up on them, basically saying what you were saying of like, that literally looks like a blackout. Like, you're gonna blackout because we had the espresso martini flights, but they were like regular drinks.
But what was the first one? It was like clear.
Yeah, it was. I need to find that liqueur. It's like a chocolate liqueur. It literally tasted like chocolate. It was so good.
I'm literally, guys, so much alcohol this past weekend that like us talking about all this drinking, like I literally feel like I'm gonna yak.
Yeah. No, I
agree. I gotta hold it together for this episode.
But if you guys live in Boston or ever visiting, go to Saver at the Seaport and get that espresso martini flight. It's $30, so it's technically $10 a drink. And they're good sized drinks. We were sitting there, I was like, wow, I'm actually pretty drunk off this. And I also like the menu because you can get everything on that menu as an appetizer size.
Oh, cool.
Which is so fucking cool. Cause I'm like, yeah, I don't need like a whole ass bowl of pasta right now. And so I got the ravioli, but I got like the appetizers side, and then we also got appetizers too, so like I had like an entree but like smaller because I didn't want to waste food. And so I really think restaurants should do that more of that appetizer side,
especially
size
when you
entrees
share stuff.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Like that's date cool nights, sharing a bunch of food is so much better than just getting one entree.
Yeah.
So, and then we went into Southie for the night and we met up with his friends. He had friends from college that live in Boston. And then we were just sitting at a bar with them for a while. And then eventually like a bunch of my friends came in and we were just at Loco Tequiro. What's the Mexican name? Taqueria. And we were just there for a while, and then I had to go home because I was like, I can't drink anymore. I'm going to get sick.
Brutal.
Yeah, brutal.
Brutal.
So tell me about your Friday night.
Guys, when I just want to preface this by saying, like, had so much fun, and it was, like, literally what I needed. So, like, all week, I was just, like, really down bad about, like, my breakup and stuff. Like, I was really just, like, sad in my feels. And I had already planned that I was going out Friday night because one of our friends that lives in Austin actually lives kind of near me in Florida. And he was like, oh, I think we're going out in Fort Lauderdale. Like, come, like, you should come on Friday. So I was kind of like already in my head, like, yeah, on Friday I'm going to go out because I don't really go out.
What were you going to plan on doing? Like, if you were going out in Fort Lauderdale, were you going to stay in a hotel or were you going to like Uber all the way back? Or stay with them?
No, I was probably going to Uber all the way back or like stay with them. Like, it depended on where, because yeah. Like, there, it could, if it was in Fort Lauderdale, like, it's big, like, it depended on like
how yeah
close it makes was sense. Cause it yeah anyways, because the distance could be like how we went for New Year's.
Yeah, like, that's so true.
Yeah, so I was already kind of like, I need to go out and do something, like, I'm down bad and I love going out when I'm home, but I never do because I just hang out with my family. So then I get a DM on Instagram and I realized I talk about ex-boyfriends on here a lot, so I need to give them each, like, names so we can distinguish. We have Mr. 305, that's my high school boyfriend, Mr. Baseball, like, my long-term boyfriend, and Mr. Hinge, which is my last boyfriend. Okay? Those are all my ex-boyfriends.
Mr. Hinge.
So, like...
Interesting.
We met on Hinge, so...
I know.
But, like, just so we can distinguish, because I don't want to say their names anymore. So, like, that's...
Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah, so, like, that's just who they are, because I don't want to keep prefacing who I'm talking about. So I get a DM from Mr. 305, which, like, we dated so long ago, there's no, like it's just, like, not, I don't know how to explain it. Like, there's really, like, zero feeling there. Like, it's, like, not at all anything. But I had watched his story, but, like, I've watched his story a few times, and I'll watch it on my main page. I don't care. I will watch people's stories full fucking face. I'll stand by my
stalking.
My stalking. I'll put my whole chest in it. But, like, he's never DM'd me before, so I don't think he sees it. But then I watch his stories, and I get a DM, like, saw you watch my story, like, happy holidays, happy new year, whatever, like, hope you're doing well. Like, again, like, really sorry for all that, like, for, like, everything in high school, because if you have been following along, it treated me like garbage, okay? So bad. And then we started, like, catching up over DM, like, nothing crazy, but, like, crazy updates in, like, his life of things, and just, like, just talking about random stuff, and he's like, oh... My friend's DJing in Wynwood tonight. You should come. And I'm like, I know it's going to be late. And if you guys know us, we don't leave the house at 12 to go nope. out. No. I'm like, okay, I'm not going to Wynwood at midnight. You're on crack. Like, I'm not doing that. So I was like, I don't know if I'll be down to do that, but I can meet you for a drink before. And if I want to go, I'll go with you. And I'm like, bro, what? And I'm literally texting him. I'm like, I cannot believe I just said yes to hanging out with you. Like, what the fuck? And he's like, why? And I'm like, I can't guarantee I'm going to Wynwood because I might not want to hang out with you that long. Like, I might absolutely hate it and want to go home. And he's like, you're not going to hate it. I'm like, I might. So I need a way out. Like, I can't guarantee I'm staying and hanging out with you all night. I literally might hate it. But I tell my parents, they're like, oh my God, that's so funny. Like, my family's like, that's just hilarious. So I was like, you know what, fuck it, I'll go. But then he's taking a while to answer me. Like, all of a sudden, I was like, you need to give me a time and a place. And he was taking a while.
I fucking hate when people do
and
that.
It was like, because the thing is, I can't, like, I don't know places, like, I don't live there. So I was like, you need to give me, like, a time and a place and just tell me where to go. And it was taking too long. And luckily, he answered before 8, because if he didn't answer after 8, I wouldn't have gone.
Yeah.
I was like, you just made your cutoff by telling me when to fucking get ready. So I'm, like, pre-gaming. I'm getting ready. Because obviously I need a drink before I do this. And, like, I meet up with him and we're literally just, like, talking about, like, we just dated when we were so young. And it was just so funny, like, talking about it all and all this stuff. And I was like, and, like, there's this one thing that I remember after we broke up. Someone told me that he told people that, like, I had no ass when we broke up in high school. And I was like, told him how someone told me that. He was like, I never fucking said that. I was like, someone told me you did. He was like, why would I say that? Like, he was like, I did not say that. And I was like, okay, like. Maybe, but like all the other shit, it was just kind of funny to, like, I don't know, talk about stuff that, yeah, like, doesn't matter anymore, and it's just funny. Like,
that's how I am with my, like, most recent ex. Like, I'll, yeah, like if I do see him, like, I'll say shit, and, like, it's just, it is funny because it doesn't come from a dark place anymore.
No,
it's more just like, fuck you, but like I'm fucking around because like
no, it's like it doesn't matter. Yeah. Like it doesn't impact my day to day at all. So like we're just fucking around drinking. Like at first I was like, don't buy my drinks, and I buy my first two drinks because no, like I was like, this isn't a date. Like we literally ordered like another round and like I put my card for my drink and he was like, what are you doing? I was like, you don't have to buy my drinks. But we were at a cash only bar. So, oh no, I guess I gave cash. And then I ran out of cash. So I was like, you can't actually buy my drinks. I ran out of cash. Yeah. So sure. But then we're playing Jenga and I win the first round of Jenga. And then he was like, okay, because the bar had games. He's like, if I win, you come to Wynwood. If you lose, you come to Wynwood. Like, just come. And I was like, okay, I'll go. Like, I'm already lit as fuck in this bar. So I was like, yeah. I'm like, let's go. So we go to Wynwood. So fun. Like, it's just like a club vibe. Miami, like, crazy club energy. Like, it was a good time. Drunk. Duh. Like, I don't know. I was on one. I didn't eat dinner. That's where I failed.
Yeah.
But we were just like on one, like literally having such a good time. And then, by the way, if you're my parents, like stop listening to this right now. Exit the podcast. Okay. Give me my space. So we go back to his place, which is really, really close to my house. Cause he's like, I have to like let my like dogs out, whatever. We literally go on a walk with these dogs at like 3 a.m. Okay. It's like so fucking late. So late. And we're like walking these fucking dogs. And then somehow, accidentally, but on purpose, I did end up sleeping there. I was like, take me home in like an hour. Like, I was like, take me home in an hour. And I was so dead set on it. I was like, I have to go home because, hello, I'm at my parents' house.
Yeah.
I'm like, I can't walk in there in the morning in my clothes. Like, I need to go home like in an hour, like set an alarm, like whatever. Next thing I know, I'm getting tapped on the shoulder, wake up at 7 a.m. And I was like, shit. I was like, crap, crap, crap. Like, I was like, you're lying. I was like, you need to take me home right now. And like, he's driving me home and I literally had to walk of shame into my own fucking parents' house at 7 a.m.
Damn. That's like the worst. Were they awake?
My dad was.
Because sometimes I've done the walk of shame going back into my house early enough where they don't even realize that I was gone.
No, my dad knew, because when I was leaving, my dad was very on edge about me leaving. Like, what time are you going to be home? Like, and I'm like, I don't know. Like, no one has asked me what time I'm going to be home.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm like, oh. And he's like, you're not going to stay out all night. I was like, no, no, no. He's like, just keep me posted. Like, text me when you're there. All this stuff. I'm like, oh my God. I was like, okay.
It's funny that parents do that, because it's like, my mom, when we're going out, it's like, my mom, your parents are not texting you like, did you make it home safe? Like.
And I'm like, feral in these streets.
Yeah.
Like, but he's just like, but you're here. Like, and I can. It's like right in front of him. So yeah, like, I just want to know. So like my phone is getting blown up at like 5 a.m. He texted my Mr. 305's phone, like being like, are you okay? Like, where are you? So then at 7 a.m. when I woke up, I was like,
Yeah, you should have shot your parents a quick text just being like, hey, like, I'm staying here.
I didn't mean to stay there. I fell asleep.
I know.
I fell asleep after doing things.
Some really bad things.
No, I needed to do. It was like so fun.
Dude, so I'm at, like, literally sitting at the table with my boyfriend drinking the espresso martini flights. And this is me and Taylor's conversation. She swipes up on my story and goes, that's literally a blackout tray. And I respond back, haha, why is literally all of y'all saying that? Riley just said the same thing. And then Taylor goes, I got drunk looking at it. I go, I'm drunk, so slay. She goes, period. I'm going to have amazing tea for the podcast tonight, by the way. I go, fuck off. No, you're not. Don't do it. And I'm obviously thinking she's going to go,
Mr. Baseball.
Yeah, I'm going to hang out with Mr. Baseball Man. She goes, no, it's not what you think. It's harmless. Just for fun. LOL. I go, with who? And then she avoids it again and doesn't tell me. She goes, I'm just getting drinks with someone, not even a date, just catching up, because I got invited and want to go out in Miami, so I'm going. I go, who? Taylor? She goes, Mr. 305. But it's not a date. I just have no feelings at all for him. It's harmless, doing it for the plot. And I never ended up answering because I was drunk and like out. But I was just so taken back. I was like, this girl like literally talks so much shit on this fucking man on our podcast and is going out for drinks with him.
But what I tell you, like all the shit that I like talk, like it's like those are like my high school like feelings that I have. Like I don't have real hatred. Like, there's people that I see and I hate that I see them and I hate them.
Yeah.
He's not like that anymore. Like he used to be, but like I don't care anymore. I want to make, like, don't care. And to be fair, I'm going to give, like, another person's opinion. So, like, obviously Sam doesn't know me dating this person, doesn't know this person because this is so long ago. When I told my, like, best friend from home, oh my God, I called her. So funny. I was like, oh my God, you'll never guess who I saw. And she was like, no, you didn't. Like Mr. Baseball. I was like, no, better. I was like, or worse. And she was like, you saw Mr. 305. I was like, yeah. And she was cracking up. She was like, that's so fucking funny. And I was like, no, I know, it was so fun. She was like, good. Like, honestly, that's good. She's like, that's fun. Like, she was very,
yeah, because I don't,
queen. Like, she was like, that's, because she know, like, it was so long ago, but like,
I don't see, like, you've never said anything positive about him.
Yeah.
To me, it's always been negative. So like, in my mind, I'm like, why would you want to go see him if all you do is shit talk him?
So very negative relationship, but a relationship nonetheless. Like, I enjoyed him enough to date him.
Yeah.
Even though it was shitty. But it was like, it didn't even matter who it was. And my friend made a good point about why I had so much fun when we were talking about it. She was like, you know what it is? I say on here all the time how much, like, being in that high school age, like, it was just so fun, like, so carefree. Yeah, had no responsibilities. Like, it was just so fun. I literally, for the night, felt like I was 17. Like, I felt like, it was like kind of leaving my parents' house and like doing something I'm not supposed to do with like a boy. And like it, I literally felt like I was like 17.
Yeah.
Like carefree, like no rules, like nothing mattered. Like kind of like going like behind my parents' back and like I don't
feeling
know.
Feeling 17 again, but doing it with a bald grown man.
It literally, like, I was like, oh my God, I literally feel like a child. But then get this, so that we get to my house at 7. I like didn't sleep, okay? Like I slept for like an hour, and we get there and I pull up, I'm like, I left my fucking bra at your house, my nice fucking Victoria's Secret Bombshell bra. I needed it back. I was like, I need that back. And he's like, I'll bring it here. I was like, oh yeah, show up, walk, knock on the door and tell them that I left my bra at your house, that'd be great.
Yeah.
I was like, no. I was like, I'm going to go get coffee. And he was like, oh, I'll meet you there. I'm like, oh my God, you want to see me again? I was like, I'm just going to pick it up. I was like, you're obsessed with me. I was like, you're literally obsessed with me. I was like, okay, just meet me there. I'll go get it. And I tell my parents that I'm not meeting anyone. I was like, I'm going to get coffee. And they're like, you meeting anyone there? I'm like, no. But then we stay there for a long time because he orders. And they're like, for here to go. And he's like, for here. I'm like, oh. So they put the coffees in like a glass cup. So you have to like sit. I was like, oh, so we're staying. So we stay and talk, and it's been like an hour. And then my parents are like, must be really busy at the coffee place. And I was like, yeah, it's so busy. It's crazy. And obviously I came back. They were like, you were literally with him at coffee. I'm like, yes, I was. Sorry.
Oh.
So I like get it back, whatever. And then like again at night, he invites me out again. He's like, not out, but like, I forget what. He's like, oh, like if you want to come to this. I was like, oh my God, like. I was like, you want to see me again? I was like, why are you so obsessed with me?
So the first night when you guys went out, it was just the two of you. Mm-hmm. And his friend that was DJing, you just like weren't really hanging with
them? No, because he was DJing.
Yeah. Well, I just didn't know, like, if you like went up. To, like,
I was on the DJ booth. Okay. And I almost spilled my drink on it. And the guy was like,
that would have been great.
And the guy was like, don't do that. And I was like, sorry. But I was like, we were like in the DJ booth. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I was being a feral rat. Like, I was, guys, it was so fun. And it really got me like, I'm not going to say, like, over my ex-boyfriend. Let's not be dramatic. But, like, it, like, I don't know. I was just like, okay, life is fun. I was like, that was really fun.
Yeah. That, I wonder if anyone, like, that falls saw you guys out.
No. When we were sitting at coffee, I was like, how brutal would it be if right now someone that knows us both walked in here? And he was like, yeah, that would suck.
Yeah.
I was like, that would be so funny if, like, someone, like, we went to high school with, like, came in here right now. But it's just a nice, it's nice to be on good, like clean slate, yeah, with people. And like, I love his family so much. Like, I love his family. I've always had, like, that was the hardest part of our breakup was literally his family. So I was like, did you tell your family you're hanging out with me? He's like, no. I'm like, why? Like, tell them. I'm like, I was the best girlfriend you've literally ever had.
Has he had a girlfriend since?
He said he dated a girl for like 3 years.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn, that's crazy.
And he said I taught him a lot, and like that he knows he was like really jealous and like crazy, and he tried like not to be like that. And I was like, well, glad I could fucking do that for you.
Wow. Damn.
But it was so fun, y'all. Like, it was so fun. Like, I didn't even have like anxiety about it, but I got so drunk.
Yeah.
Like, I was so nauseous the whole next day, like dying so down bad.
No, literally, I was too. And the fact that we knew we had a Sunday night bender ahead of us, like, insane. I got back the night before New Year's, so on the 30th at like midnight, and she got back in the morning. And dude, I'm not even kidding. Like, waking up knowing I had to drink again that night, I was like, oh my God, I literally don't want to. And it's like, it's not like I can just like not go. It's New Year's.
Yeah.
Like, I have to go. And it's like, the plans we had were like big. Like, honestly, probably the biggest party we've been to this whole year.
Yeah.
Besides the 4th of July.
There wasn't even that many people there, though.
There was a lot of people.
Not as many as like that were on the list.
You don't think there was 150 people there?
No.
I feel like there was.
No. Our immediate friends were like a lot. Like, there wasn't that many people there.
Yeah. Maybe 100?
I think maybe in total coming and going.
Yeah.
But not at one time.
Yeah. So we had a house party at one of our friends' house. His parents have a house on the lake. He lives downtown. And this party was honestly planned maybe 2 weeks ago. Like, we had no idea what we were going to be doing for New Year's. I was just expecting, honestly, going to West 6 and having a time downtown and going home. But we ended up realizing now we have that party. It's 45 minutes from where we live. And so we were like, you know what? We're the closest house from the party. We'll have the pregame. And then from the pregame, we'll hop into Fetty and then go over, which code one thing pod, if you guys ever want to ride Fetty, gets you 50% off for your first ride. And I want to say 25% off for the rest of the rides, but I could be wrong. Don't
Fetty's
hold me
are
to
the
that.
Best.
Yeah, they're the best.
If you have Fetty's where you live, like, fuck Uber.
Yeah, fuck Uber. So I was just taking it slow all day. I went to the gym, which I did not go to the gym like at all the whole week. So I was like, I literally need to get my fat ass to the gym right now. Like, last workout of the year, like, let's do it. And then, yeah, people were just started coming over at 7. Yeah. I feel like that day blinked before I knew it.
Yeah, I went on a walk, and while I was walking on the treadmill, I finished my 50th book, guys. So I did it. If you wanted the update, 50 books read, completed.
How many pages do you have left going into the last day of the year?
Not a lot. I was like 85% done.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say, you left it so last minute.
I had so much time to read that book. Part of me the whole time, though, I wanted to finish like...
On the last day? Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
I had so much time to read that book. Yeah. Like, I was coasting through it. But anyways, I wanted to take a nap so bad. Because y'all, Friday night, as we established, I didn't sleep because I was doing naughty activities and barely slept. So didn't sleep on Friday. Then on Saturday, I had to wake up at 5:30 to get on my flight.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to wake up and then I had to go out again. So I was running on empty. I slept on the plane like in and out, but I was so fucking tired. I was like, I need to take a nap. I laid in my bed with my eyes closed for like 30 minutes. Didn't fall asleep. I was like, fuck. Like, all I wanted to do was take a nap. But we rallied. I drank an energy drink and we were zooming.
Yeah. I ended up also, so I had an espresso martini at night, but I was like, I knew I only had like a coffee like in the morning, but I was like, don't have any caffeine until the pregame. Like, you're going to need it. And so we pregamed for about like an hour, gone the Fetty. I was still like kind of sober in the Fetty, which I kind of wanted. I was like, I don't want to get drunk until I'm actually there just because we're going to be there forever. Like, my Uber was, which the only downfall about Fetty is that they don't do any rides after midnight. So we couldn't get a Fetty going home. So we had to get an Uber going home. So I scheduled an Uber for 1:30 in the morning. And so I just knew, I'm like, Sam, you're going to be drinking from 9 to 1 in the morning. Like, that's a lot. You know, around here, we don't do that. So I was like, I'm just going to wait until we get there. We get there. I start drinking. I get drunk really quickly. That fucking drink that I was drinking, so strong.
It was like straight liquor.
I know. But it's like, it's a martini, basically. Like,
which, a martini is straight liquor.
Yeah, I guess. But either way, I was drinking like a mixed cocktail out of a glass, like out of a bottle. And it was a Cosmo. And it was good. I liked it. But it was fucking strong. Like, you take a sip, like, you can feel the... I was like... Ugh.
I was drinking June Shine, which I have to say, after last night, that's my drink of choice. I felt so good. Like, I never got absurdly drunk. I didn't, like, forget anything. I never felt bad. I never was like, oh, but I was like a good level. And I was like drinking them like kind of fat. Like, I don't know how to explain it. I just felt really good. Like, I got home, took off my makeup, like woke up feeling okay. Like, June Shines are my drink of choice now because I just felt really good.
Yeah.
Like, I never got feeling very, very drunk.
The thing, what I kept doing too, because everyone like warned us when we got there, like, and was being like, make sure you hide your alcohol. Put it somewhere where someone can't steal
my champagne.
Yes. They were like, people are going to be stealing alcohol. So I was like, oh God. And like, good thing we're in our friend's home. So I'm like, okay, I can find a safe place to put my stuff. And I just kept putting my bottle down. Luckily, no one really, like, I would put it down for like 10 minutes. Cause like, I knew if I was holding it, I would have been sipping on it. So I was like, okay, Sam, like, put it down every like few minutes. Like, just let it be like somewhere, whatever. And I was doing that, but then it came to the point where I was like, you know what, Sam, you don't need that anymore. Just leave it where you put it. And then me and two of the other girlfriends, there was, how many of us were there? Our girl group is like
six eight. People?
No, it's like eight of us, right? Or seven. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we were like, all of us were there. Some of us have boyfriends. Some of us don't. Some of them don't drink like too crazy. But three of us ended up like going to the pantry and to the girls, they were like, we're so hungry. And I'm like, and our friend that's hosting the party.
You ate his snacks?
No, well, so our friend that was hosting the party was like, just go into the pantry. Like, there's food in there. So we go into the pantry. We lock ourselves in there. We're in there for like 30 minutes. And then like the two of them are just like mowing down. Like, you know how he had like the sandwich platters? So we had extra sandwich platters in the fridge in the pantry.
That's so funny.
So we were like sitting in the pantry just like eating. And I was like, in that moment for me, like I wasn't hungry because I had one of those sandwiches like an hour ago, but we're sitting there and then a bunch of people come in and then they start doing naughty things, like illegal things. You can pick up what I'm putting down. And we're like, let's get out of here. This is not where I want to be. I hate being surrounded by that shit. Got out of there. And then it just came to the point where this was probably around like 11:30. I was like, dude, I'm just like not as drunk as I wanted to be. And I'm having fun, but like not too much fun. Like I was like, I just can't picture myself staying here till 1:30 when my Uber is supposed to be here. So I looked at the two girls and I was like, what if I like canceled it and just ordered an Uber like right after midnight, like right after the ball drop? And they're like, yeah, let's do it. I was like, okay, like I'll fucking do it. And after midnight, that's when I like tried to order it and it wasn't working. I was like, I made a mistake.
Yeah.
I made a motherfucking mistake.
I was like vibing all night, like somehow ended up kind of like talking to this guy like back and forth, and we're just like vibing, like honestly having a good time. And then we go to eat our grapes under the table at midnight, and right before midnight I go to grab my champagne that I bought. Mind you, it was $8 from HEB, so not that big of a loss, but I go to grab it.
But it's just an exciting thing to like pop open and drink.
I just wanted to have like champagne. I
like,
go to grab
fuck
it,
people for grabbing something
wasn't
that's
in there. And I was like, what the fuck. I was like, God damn it, someone took my fucking champagne bottle. So that was upsetting. But I eat my grapes under the table, and then I go try to take pictures of Sam and her boyfriend kissing by the fireworks. Dude. Worst pictures I've ever seen in my entire life, but I thought I was eating it up.
Dude, that was so funny. Like, so I remember I didn't really care for like the New Year's kiss. And obviously we all know it's trending right now to eat 12 grapes under the table and whatnot. So I'm like, okay, you guys are going under the table. I'm going to take some pictures of you guys. And then it just like time passed and I realized, I'm like, oh my God, it's like 12:02. I never kissed my boyfriend.
Yeah.
So I ran over to him and like got a kiss with him when you guys were all under the table eating your fucking grapes, which you ended up eating your grapes in a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I didn't do it right, I don't think, because you're supposed to like one at a time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
But so like I do that and then I go outside and take pictures of you. And then the guy I was talking to like most of the night was like, are you done being a third wheel? And then just kissed me at like 12:01. I was like, oh, fun. Like,
no
so fun.
Way.
Just like, hee. I was like, whatever. And then like one of our other friends like had a champagne bottle, is like, here, like drink it, goes to pour it in my mouth, literally all
explodes.
It does, it literally just went in my eye. Like I was like, oh, like I had like champagne in my eye, it was like all over my face.
No.
I was like, that was awful. But then I'm like, after that I was kind of like, yeah, like maybe it's like almost like time to go home. And like, but getting Ubers was so hard, like you said. Couldn't find you for a little bit, but we're just kind of like standing around with our friends still talking.
I was charging my phone in Ethan's parents' bedroom.
There we go.
Because my phone had fucking like 8% and I'm trying to get a hold of this Uber. I'm like, great. Like my phone's going to die and I'm never going to be able to leave here.
So we basically commit, me and this like guy that I was talking to, because like everyone's kind of trickling out and somehow I just ended up being like no one I really knew was there. And we were like trying to get Ubers. Nothing's fucking working. So we were like, okay. Figured out we live semi-close to each other. I was like, whoever's Uber loads first, we're getting it. Like, we're both getting in it and we're going back. Like, we're taking the same fucking car. So I was like, yeah, like, let's just do that. My Uber finally fucking loads. It was honestly probably like $80. But I was like, okay, let's go. And I really truly meant, like, I wanted him to know that I wasn't just being like, then you could come to mine and like Uber home. Like, that's what I genuinely meant. Like, you can get in my Uber and then you can Uber home. You're not staying in my house. And like, I kept saying that. I'm like, just so you know, you're not sleeping in my place. You are taking your ass home. This is just for convenience. So like, we get in the Uber to go home. And then literally he came here for like 2 seconds. And then I accidentally busted into Sam's room with her in it at like 3 a.m.
Yeah.
I didn't think she was home because she didn't have a house key. And since I wasn't back with her,
yeah,
I was like, she didn't come here because she didn't have a house
key. I was like thinking about that too when I was in the Uber, like going home. I'm like, fuck, like I have like these 3 other people in the Uber with me and they're like relying on me to get into my house. I'm like, I literally don't know if I'm gonna be able to get into my house.
Yeah. So like in my head, I'm like, Sam isn't here because she doesn't have a house key. And then the guy, when he's waiting for his Uber, he's like, oh, where's your cat? And I was, I couldn't find him. I'm like, oh, where is he? And he always goes into Sam's room. So I'm
was
like,
he in my room?
No.
Oh.
He was in the downstairs bedroom. But I was like, oh, where's his cat? I was like, oh, he's probably in Sam's room. I literally opened it to like you and your boyfriend just like sleeping. I was like, oh, oops. And I like, close the door. I was like, my roommate is home. I was like, would you look at that? I was like, I did not think so. And Sam made a good point that I'm lucky they weren't like naked in there.
Dude, because he sprawls and he's butt ass naked in my bed.
Y'all were covered. I was like, oh, and then like your dog came running out. And I was like, Michael, go back in. I was
like, get back in there.
I was like, go back.
I realize I have a problem. Like, I sleep like a brick when I'm driving.
I was pretty quiet.
I'm such, like, if I was sober, I would have woken up to that because I'm such a light sleeper.
Yeah.
And the fact that Mac like jumped out of bed, ran over to you, and like, that would have woken me up if I was sober.
No, y'all were dead. But I was like, oh, she is home. How funny. But then, yeah, then he left as he should, went home, and then I took my makeup off and everything and had a great sleep.
I actually ended up doing a Lyft, not even Uber, because it was taking so long.
We both downloaded Lyft, too. Yeah. And we were calling, like, each of us on our phone were calling a Lyft and an Uber, like, at the same time.
Yeah. So it was funny because we were leaving and... But like a bunch of people were trying to Irish exit. And like, honestly, I wasn't Irish exiting. I was just like walking out and a bunch of our friends were Irish exiting. And I'm like, bro, like so many people were leaving in Ubers that had like space in their Uber. Like people were leaving in like a single Uber by themselves. Like, and then there was 2 boys that left together. And I'm like, y'all are literally just leaving space in these Ubers. Like, what is going on? Like, this is not cool. Like, there's 45 minutes to get home just to downtown. Like, people are going to be stuck. And so, we got into the Uber to go home, the Lyft, and my fucking boyfriend was so drunk. Me and 2 of the girls were literally just like fucking with him for so long. Like, he could not like stand up straight, do anything. Like, he was just making us crack up. Like, for instance, he was talking about a fucking like mushy banana for like 30 minutes in that Uber and just like talking about it, all sad about his stupid bananas. But yeah, we got home and he insisted that we got Uber Eats and I was like, don't do it. Like, you're literally going to hate it. And last time I had drunk food, I threw up. Like, we're not doing this. We're going to bed. And that's when I went to bed. And next thing I know, Taylor's also home. But which I thought, for some reason, I heard you in the morning. I thought you were like coming home in the morning. No?
No, I slept at home.
Yeah, I don't know. I like, I thought I heard you like coming in and like going up the stairs. I was like, oh, did she just like, which, because I was awake at 6:30 in the fucking morning because his work alarm was going off. I was like, I literally hate how you don't turn this
and
off.
And then I woke up early to like a million, this man was going berserk in our house, calling me, texting me to like wake up. I wake up, I have like 3 missed FaceTimes, 3 phone calls.
Yeah. And I like, I, the way he was acting, I was like, I literally looked at him, I'm like, did you do drugs last night? And like what are you on? And a non-negotiable in my relationship is no drugs. Like, you're not doing any type of, well, not no drugs, okay? That's a lie. Shrooms, okay. But everything else, no. I have PTSD from my last relationship. I am not letting that be a thing in this relationship. So that was non-negotiable. So I'm like looking at him, I'm like, did you fucking do something? Like, are you lying to me right now? Because you're acting weird. And he was like, no, I didn't. Like, I swear I didn't. Like, sometimes I just get like this when I'm like hungover. I'm like, okay, you're being fucking weird. Like, to the point where this man is literally like calling her a million times at like 6 a.m. all the way until like 8. Oh, speaking of the devil, he's calling fucking calling me right now. Should I answer?
Yeah.
Hello.
What's up?
I'm currently podcasting right now. What are you doing?
Shit.
Do you want to say something to the camera?
No.
We're talking about you right now.
Oh, great.
Yeah. We're talking about how feral you were being Monday morning running around with that lizard.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Love that, didn't
you? No, we hated it.
All right. Well, I'll let you guys get back to it. You're
done. All right. Bye.
All right, bye. Damn. So I get all these texts and like his her boyfriend's always just like grilling me about like my love life. And because he's like, you didn't let that guy sleep over. I need a bro to like chill with in the morning.
Yeah, like, I need a double day.
Like, I was like, no. So he's like literally on one like crazy. And then he lets Macro outside. And then he's like, Taylor, your cat got outside.
But like, so casual.
He won't go near my cat because he's allergic. And he also just like wouldn't go near my cat. And I was like, well, why'd you let him go out and like get him? And he's like, literally no. So like literally he comes up, closed the door, like left him outside. So he comes up, and I just want to preface this. I fucking hate lizards. I will scream, I will cry. I can't do lizards, okay? I'm sitting at my dining room table, minding my own fucking business, and he puts a baby lizard on my knee. The scream that came out of my mouth.
Dude, I thought it was like a dragon. It was so scary looking.
It was so small, but like he literally was like, oh, look at this. Puts it on my knee. I got up, and then it's one of those things where we couldn't see it after. I was like, is it still on me? Is it in my hair? Like, where is it? I was running around shaking everything. Like, the scream that came out of my body, I wish he was filming it.
No, I know, but he filmed the other one. I'm going to have him send me the other video.
I screen recorded it off.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. But I wish he got the first thing on video. Holy shit, my heart left my body. I'm freaking out, like shaking everything, like nonstop moving my hair. Sam is too. Sam's like, is it on me? We're like freaking out. He's cracking up.
Dying. I'm like pissed at this point.
Because then the lizard was disappeared.
Yeah. I'm like, he's going to be under the couch. He's going to be crawling into my mouth when I'm sleeping tonight. Like, I'm like, you need to find this lizard right now. And if you don't find this lizard, I'm literally going to be so pissed at you.
And we're like freaking out. Like, I'm like, no. Like, I can't do it because we couldn't see it. And I was convinced it was still on me.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I'm like, for all I know, it's like crawling on my back. Freaking out. He finally finds it. Of course, he's chasing us around with the fucking lizard again.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God.
And he starts feeding it to Mac. I'm like, bro, like, leave it alone. Bring it outside.
It was actually torturous. And then I had to go get my cat out of the fucking bushes.
Yeah, luckily, your cat's still outside.
Luckily, my cat doesn't run away. He just sits in the bushes. So I knew he wasn't long gone. Had to get him out the fucking bushes because he just let my cat leave. Like, it was so chaotic for like 8 a.m.
Yeah.
I was like, this like really
does not need to be happening. Much. I know. It was horrible. And then he goes into my closet and is like putting on like this funky outfit like after, and is blaring music, jumping around, and I'm like in the shower. I'm like, can you not? Like, what are you doing? But then he ended up calming down because I put him in his place. I was like, you need to fucking chill right now because you're going to piss me off.
Yeah, like 2024 energy, like
not it. I was like, literally, I was like, what happened to you? What liquor were you drinking?
New me.
No, don't want that around. But yeah, so then I ended up going to get barbecue later in the day. I was like, Taylor, you can come if you want, because we were still making jokes about one of our friends that was going to be there that we were like, oh my God, like it's a double date. Like, you need to come. Taylor didn't come through to the barbecue.
I was too tired.
Yeah. The barbecue was good. It's just, it's so like greasy and like, it's good for like bites, but I'm not going to have a whole ass meal of it because it's going to make me feel like shit. So definitely not my preferred thing. But I do want to go to either In-N-Out or that other burger place at some point, because it's nice to do like little meals like that every once in a while.
I was so tired, like so tired, and I had to like, well, I planned on like doing a bunch of laundry and like cleaning yesterday. Then I saw all these videos how cleaning on New Year's Day is bad and like bad luck, and doing laundry,
there's so many like
no, but it was like, I saw so many videos about it, and it was like anyone who posted like New Year's Eve reset, everyone was like, why are you doing laundry? Like, you cannot do laundry on New Year's Day. Like it was all like how cleaning and doing laundry on New Year's Day is like horrible luck, and like you can't do it. Like, you have to do it the night before. Like, you can't do it on the first day of the year. And I was like, fuck, like now I read way too much of this. It was like, no, like you can't do it. Like, you can't do it. Like, it's wrong. Like, people were literally like trying to see like, does this count as cleaning? Like, all this stuff. I was like, oh my God, like I had no idea that was a thing.
People, that's crazy.
Like, said. I'd never heard it before, but
I also never heard of the beans and the colored greens.
Yeah.
I've
heard of that.
Dude, I've never heard of that. I'm like, where are all these like
my grandma makes
tradition things coming from? I'm like, I didn't know about the grapes thing until like a few months ago.
I've done grapes every year, not under the table, but I do grapes every year.
Really? Yeah.
And my grandma makes black eyed peas. It's just like a symbol for luck. But what they were saying is that if you clean, and like specifically laundry, if you wash clothes, the oldest member of your family is gonna die. than that year.
What the fuck?
I don't know, but I was like, I read too much of the superstition of that you can't do laundry, that now I'm not gonna do laundry.
Yeah,
like
what now the I'm
scared.
Fuck.
I was like, now I'm scared. So I was like, that's I guess a later in the week issue because TikTok is saying that if I clean, my whole family can die. So
that's crazy. Oh fuck! So you know weird. What I wish I said was my favorite of the week is those Lumify drops.
Oh,
I wish I said those were my favorite.
Okay.
I know. This is random, but I just wanted to bring it in real quick because...
That was so random.
Yeah, I know. I don't know why I thought about it. But guys, I got these eye drops, which I've been talking about it a lot on TikTok. So if you want to go see, they're eye drops that make your eyes really, really white. And they're usually meant for people that are like smokers or whatever, like for red eyes. If you have red eyes, like use it that way. But anyways, I wore them on New Year's. And I was getting so many compliments on my eyes, along with I wore them two nights before that because that's the day I bought them and I was just too like excited to wait. I was like, I know I wanted them for New Year's, but like I was going to do it tonight, whatever. But I guess people were like, you can't do it too much. Like it's bad for your eyes, whatever. So on occasion, I'm going to use them. But
you're blind anyways.
Yeah, I'm literally blind anyway, so it doesn't matter. So I just loved it. I'm like, I wish there was a way for my eyes always to be that white because it looked so good. I loved it. Lumify eye drops. Right. Amazon.
Cool.
Yeah.
Anyways, now it's a long time of no alcohol.
I know.
If I do everything correctly, it's gonna be 75 days.
I'm only doing the 30, but I'm having one cheat day in the month.
If I do it all correctly, it's gonna be 75 days. So we'll see, y'all.
Yeah, I just can't not. We're going to an Airbnb, so I'm in the middle of a wine country, so I gotta have a little bit of wine. This is what I said to one of my friends last night. I think what it's going to be, because I don't want to say dry January, because I'm basically cheating by doing that one weekend. I'm saying no bars January.
Whatever makes you better. I'm trying to do 75 hard. I did it yesterday. And I want to, if I don't do it like super perfectly, like I said, I'm not starting over. Like I'm not like doing all that, like yeah, whatever, like I'm not starting over. But the reason I really don't want to drink for that long and I'm really going to try is because you guys know I have, like, I was trying to go off my medication and then it like literally wrecked me so now I'm getting back on it, and alcohol really, really like affects that medication. It's not great for, you're not supposed to drink on it. You can, but you're not supposed to. It's not great for that, and I want it to like really like work and settle and like take it and not drink so that I can like really get back on it like properly.
Yeah,
like, I don't want to like have the alcohol like fucking it up.
Mm-hmm.
So I like know I shouldn't drink because it's basically, since I was off of it, it's like I'm going on it for the first time again, and I know like I'll feel better on it if I don't drink.
Yeah,
so I'm like, I know it's good for me if I don't drink. And 75 days seems like a lot, but it's really just going into like the first little bit of March, which is like 2 months and a little bit more.
Yeah,
and months go by so fast. But I want to go on dates, so it's going to be a challenge for me. And I think it's going to be like exposure therapy for like social anxiety of going on dates sober.
Yeah,
like
it just, really is,
you know, just like sober meeting new people and going on dates. And it's also going to guarantee that I won't sleep with them.
Yeah, but honestly, I like sober dates better. Like going on a coffee date, I would prefer that.
I went on a coffee date for my first date. Yeah.
Coffee dates or an activity, like I like those better than just going to sit at a bar, because I don't know, I feel like those types of dates can last longer than you would want it to.
So it's gonna be interesting though to do that, but yeah, we'll see. I'll keep you guys posted, but I'm not gonna make like a ton of content about it because I feel like the more I talk about something online, the better chance I feel like once I say something online, I like can't stick to it.
Yeah, facts. Well, do you want to get into our ins and outs for the year?
Yeah, mine are so random.
Yeah. All right.
My first in is mixing metals, which we already talked
about. Yeah, mixing silver and gold. I'm so here for it.
Love it. I used to do it all the time in high school, and I'm into it.
Yeah, mine is workout classes. I never would have thought this time last year that I would be like, workout classes, that's my preferred workout. Like, no, they're really in. I feel like I'm seeing the fitness space getting smaller in a good way. Like a lot of those fitness creators are like branching out to other things.
It's just because like burnout happens really fast.
Yeah.
It's hard to keep up with, with something for so long. My next one is Pinterest. I love Pinterest. I love like it for legit copying things, like black tank top outfit with jeans and then looking up an outfit and like wearing it how they wore it. Mm-hmm. Great. Like, how did I get my New Year's Eve outfit? Pinterest.
I love Pinterest.
Just took it straight from Pinterest.
Literally, like when I buy my house, like I have a whole mood board. Like, you can get any type of mood board from fucking Pinterest. Buying quality over quantity. This is something that I did a lot of this past year, whether it's jewelry from Amazon or like my sunglasses from Amazon, literally quantity over quantity. And I'm realizing that's
quantity over quantity.
Quantity over quality.
Quality over quantity. Okay, quality over quantity, meaning no more Amazon stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, like, I can still get it, but just...
less?
Also, if I'm going to be doing that, make sure I'm building the quality items as well. Because I feel like I've spent so much money on, like, little earrings and stuff that are, like, tarnishing and not lasting long, or even clothing, like, Skims, like, clothes. Like, my Skims t-shirts, I've had that... them for like over a year and a half, and they're still in like pristine condition. Whereas some of the shirts that I've gotten from Amazon, like the basic tees, like have like strings hanging out of them or just like whatever. I'm like, just stick to the quality of the product.
Yeah. My next in is outfit repeating. I'm so hard on myself of being like, but I've worn this outfit already. Like, the idea of wearing clothes one time, that's insane. That's crazy.
I know.
And absurd. Like, I need to be able to wear outfits more than once. Like, if I don't know what to wear, why can't I be like, oh, that was a cute outfit, let me wear that again.
Mm.
Like, it's crazy that in my head, it's so hard for me to repeat an outfit. It's so wasteful to not rewear clothes.
Yeah. My in for 2024 is also going to be more deep-rooted friendships. I feel like the beginning of the year, I had a lot of friendships with, like, a lot of these girls where I'm like, it's kind of surface level. And now that I'm building deeper rooted friendships, like, I really consider this place home. Like, at first I was like, oh, like a little iffy about it. But I'm like, damn, like being home this past holiday, whatever, I'm like, I really fucking miss like the people back home. Like, mm-hmm. my relationships back in Massachusetts are nowhere near now my relationships here. Obviously, because I haven't seen all those people in forever. But like, either way, like, it just feels nice knowing I have way more like spread out, deep-rooted friendships than surface-level friendships. Mm-hmm. So deep-rooted friendships and actually building relationships outside of just partying, drinking, and doing surface-level things.
My next tip is unfollowing.
Yeah.
You just, like, don't need to follow people who you don't want to follow.
I literally was telling my boyfriend this. I was like, you follow, like, 2,000 people. Like, why? The grocery store or the grocery store theory of if you're in the grocery store and you see someone... are you going to say hi to them? If you're not, why are you following them on social media? It's weird. Mm-hmm. So I think I unfollowed like maybe 40 people the other day.
I don't follow that many people.
Yeah. Kitten heels is in for the 2024. I just bought, I think, like 3 new heels. All kitten. I can't get by. I'm not a tall person. I'm 5'5", but I just can't get by massive heels. I don't like them. So kitten heels, they're so cute. Pointed toe heels, so in.
I love a tall heel.
Yeah.
Well, I don't love them because they're impractical and they're comfy.
Yeah.
But like, I love being tall.
Yeah.
I love being tall.
That's crazy.
My next in is concerts / just like spending money on experiences. My number one like thing for this year is going to concerts. I'm already going to like 4 like that I have ready to go. But the concerts I went to like last year just made me realize they're 100% worth the money every time. I've never regretted going to one and they make me really happy. So concerts and just money on experiences.
Yeah. Mine is capturing more memories on video, not photos. I've realized like videos are so much better to like look back on like 20 years from now rather than a photo. So I want to make sure that I'm getting more videos, which I do already. It's my job, but like even more, like little things like propping up my phone, like even with my boyfriend, like the other night with the video of us kissing for New Year's, like I could have gotten a photo of that. No, but honestly, I prefer the video over the photo of that moment. So more videos for me.
My last one is lipstick because I'm always just like a lip liner, lip gloss girl, but I think like I need lip liner, lipstick, lip gloss. Like, I wore lipstick on New Year's. Like, it was liquid lipstick. But I just want to be a lipstick girl. Mm-hmm. I want to put on lipstick, not just liner and gloss or lip oil. I want to put on lipstick.
I have two more. So my last two, one of them being, I think you guys all know this, is going and getting pastries and coffee, like, on a regular. Like, more of that. I think it's kind of like the feeling of going to get, like, tea and, like, little, like, I've never done it, but, like, that's the vibe it gives, and I love it. Pastries are so in. Coffee, going to do that as a little hangout. And then my last one is do-it-yourself activities with friends. I'm going into this new year, especially because it's dry January, doing a bunch of activities, and I'm so excited for it.
Fun.
Yes.
Like what?
Well, the puzzle. Okay. Huge puzzle girl. Building candles.
Yes, the candles.
Board game nights.
I played the funniest fucking game with my family. We have to get it.
What is it?
Incoherent. So, like, where the card has, like, a phrase that's, like, in gibberish, and you have to say it and try to see what you're saying.
Oh, I have heard of that game.
It was... So we were, like, peeing our pants.
Yeah.
It was so funny.
Yeah. Another one, too, I really want to do this, is vision boards or, like a arts and crafts night. Oh. Like, making a wall art.
Yeah.
Because, like, I've done the wall art above my bed, I've done. But, like, why didn't I make that into, like, a wholesome activity? You know? Making mocktails, playing music, maybe making dinner, too, and, like, arts and crafts.
Yeah. You know? With my dance friends, I wanted to make vision boards as, like, a activity.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, I want to do that. Okay, out. My first out is just being pressured to drink. Like, I'm so over, like, that vibe mm-hmm. of, like, being pressured to drink in any situation. You don't have to.
Yeah. Mine, which obviously you probably already saw all of the ones I'm saying because I made a TikTok out of the ins and outs for the year. But one of them being men shaming men for treating his girl right. I can't get by that. I'm not saying my guy friend or my boyfriend's guy friends are like that, but just, like, seeing that out in, like, a third party setting, seeing guys shaming on another guy for treating his girlfriend right, I'm like, that's just not cool.
I think also just in any situation, shaming people for being in a relationship in general,
yeah,
in terms of, like, especially, like, getting older, when it's just very much like, oh, like, with your boyfriend, like, yeah, you're with your boyfriend, you're, like, you're growing up and that's your boyfriend.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you're with them. Like, I don't like when people are overly, like, shameful on people
for, like, being like, oh, they're so lame now, like, whatever. Like,
yeah, or especially, like, when they're like, oh, they're so lame now just because you used to go out four nights a week and now you only go out one.
Yeah.
Like, that's okay. Like, I don't know. Like, your lifestyle is not going to be exactly the same when you have a, like, if you have a relationship. And, like, it's not a bad thing to, like, not be raging 24/7.
And I feel like it really stems from men too, because they struggle to have sober activities that they all do together. Mm. Not necessarily like our guy friends. Like, our guy friends do a great job. They watch football on Sunday, all sitting on the couch hanging out, and then, like, they do board night games. But, like, there are certain men that won't do that. Like, they'll make sure that there's, like, a beer there. Like, yeah, they have to drink. And I'm like, yeah, you don't have to always be drinking with your friends at a bar. Like, maybe invite them to go play golf. Maybe go do XYZ and don't drink at golf. Like, you don't need to drink at golf, you know? So, yeah.
My next out is, mine are so, like, all are on the same idea of, like, going out. But, like, drunk texting. Can't be drunk texting my ex-boyfriend.
No.
Can't be. He drunk called me on New Year's Eve and I said, get out of my face, don't come over.
Yeah.
So, look at me go.
One thing I will say that I've seen a lot of for outs of this year is sneaky links. And I, like, I see them and everyone's like, out, sneaky links, like, don't let a man, like, treat you that way, blah, 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 like, whatever. Like, I'm like, bro, like, honestly, like, I'm happy he was my sneaky link for a while before ever maybe even getting serious with him. I know he didn't want that, but I'm like,
yeah, but I think you're the exception.
I don't know. I just feel like they, like, some men will turn over. Like, just be patient.
Yeah, but, like, I think you're the exception.
I don't know, dude.
I think you're the exception. But I'm okay with sneaky links in situationships, but, like, the girl can be in control. Like,
yeah.
I want situationships and sneaky links because I want you to be a situationship and a sneaky link.
Yeah,
because
that's how I was with him at first, and I had no feelings for him. I was like, I'm never going to have feelings for this man. I did say that. I literally was like, I'm never going to have feelings for this man. Mm. But then we hit the 3 months and I was like, Taylor, I think I might have feelings for this man.
Yeah. So I just like, as long as I'm always in control.
Yeah.
I don't like, that's fine.
Yeah.
You know?
Vaping and cocaine out.
I have on my list drugs.
Out. Fucking out. I want to be clear right now because I said this in my TikTok. I've never done either of those. And people thought when I was saying those are out is because I do it. I was like, oh, no, 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 guys. Like, I don't do this. I can't stand it. I just don't understand the need to go to a house party or just like go to a bar and like snort a line. Like, you can literally have fun and just be drunk.
Yeah. Or like,
is that crazy? Like,
people
wow.
People popping pills in a living room. Like, bro, what?
Literally.
Also, I only drunk vape and that was my last time on New Year's.
Like, you're literally at someone's house and you're using their dryer and washer as your board for your snow. Like,
no, it's gross.
What the fuck?
It's gross. And I have on my out here. And it's so like,
it's so normal.
It's so normal. Like, growing up is realizing everyone you know does cocaine. Like,
I hate it.
Like, no.
I literally hate it.
My next one is showing too much skin all the time is out. And not in a way that I'm like, not in a like, girls are slutty if they dress that way. And like, bitch, in the summer, I'll still be rocking like a thong on my ass. I mean, yeah. It's not in that way. In a way that I used to only feel like hot or pretty or sexy if I was like half naked. Like, if that makes sense. Like, that like a crop top or like a shirt. Like, I only felt hot if I was wearing as like little clothing. And I feel like now classy dressing is like so in and so cute. And like, I just like am not only hot if I'm looking like scandalous.
Yeah.
Like, I can be hot in like nice clothes.
Yeah, I agree. Besides my boobs. Out male validation / competing with other girls. I see way too much of this, of like girls end up like bashing heads because they're competing for a guy. And I'm just like, y'all, like, it's really not that deep. And if you have to end up doing that for a guy and like be on bad terms with a girl because of a guy, it's like, is that guy worth it? Like, he's not.
In going off of that, also in those situations, we all have to remember that he is to blame.
Yeah.
Like,
especially if he has two girls blame. Wrapped around his finger, like, he needs to be mature enough to realize that, hey, you have two girls, pick fucking one. But I do, at the same time,
in that situation too many fucking times.
I do, at the same time, think, though, that it can be the girls.
I think it can be the girls, too, but I think a big, like, if the guy wasn't doing it, they're, like, without the guy, there'd be nothing.
Yeah.
Like, I found myself in that situation so many fucking times, even in the times that I've literally asked people, like, are you sure that this girl's not around? They're like, yeah. And then they are around. And I'm like, why would you do that to me? So many fucking times, actually. And it's like, Netflix situation.
Yeah.
It's like, that's his fault. Alex Earl Braxton Berrios. Braxton Berrios is shady. And I said it and I'm calling it. I don't like that guy. But like, because I posted something like, bro, like, this will feel like, I feel bad for her. And people are like, but Alex did nothing wrong. Everyone just goes like, what team are you on? Like, Sophia or Alex? Because like, the whole thing, I'm like, they're both right. It was him. Like, you guys put the Justin, Haley, Selena.
Yeah.
Justin Bieber is at fault. Like, not Haley, not Selena, Justin.
Yeah.
Girls need to start blaming the men more.
I think I mean it more in the sense of like, when the man doesn't really owe either girl anything. Like, there's nothing.
Yeah, but like, they feed into it sometimes.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think that it causes too much drama.
Definitely.
And it's unnecessary.
I think drama's out.
Yeah, that will never be out, unfortunately. My next one is phone use in public, scrolling on social media. Obviously, it's okay if you're putting on your phone to take photos, videos, or whatever. But like, if you're fucking scrolling on Instagram when you're sitting around hanging out with your friends, like, get off your fucking phone.
Very, very real. That's like, if I could delete everything off my phone, I would.
Yeah.
Because I'm like literally addicted to my phone. My next one is closing out the bars.
What?
Closing out the bars.
Oh, like staying out all night?
Staying out all night.
Yeah, that's always been out for me.
No, out.
Also, what else do I have? also out, one-sided friendships. But I feel like I've never really gotten myself into that situation of like one-sided friendships. Like I know right away, like I'm like, okay, if this person's not really gonna put in the effort, like I'm not gonna put in the effort, and the friendship will remain surface level. But like if I'm trying to build a deep-rooted friendship with someone and it's one-sided, like I'm just not gonna, I'm not gonna try. So one-sided friendships out.
I feel like you can tell like pretty like right off, like,
yeah,
the bat.
I've hung out with like quite a bit of people too, like in the last like 2 months too, and I have not run into this problem. But I realized another thing that is an issue for me is if you're meeting up with someone for the first time and they literally like don't ask you about you personally, and you're constantly having to like ask them things, and like they're constantly talking about their life, but they never come back and are like, oh, by the way, so like, what do you do for work? Or, oh, do you have siblings? Like, if we get in this conversation of like siblings, and they're like, oh, what about you? Because like, I shouldn't have to be like, I'm gonna say it. Like, you should want to ask me. It's more of the, what's the word I'm looking for? It's more of the feeling like the person cares.
Yeah, that is one of my biggest flaws as a person, and this is why. And I like, literally it was after I went on like one of my first dates, I literally had to like give that like disclaimer. So like my whole life I've like, I don't speak about myself. I don't speak. Like literally I would like meet people and they'd be like, you literally like didn't say a word. So then like now I'm like, okay, like I gotta be better. I gotta like talk so much that I like feel like I need to talk so much. And then I'm like, fuck, did I talk so much? Like, did I only talk so much? But like, I wasn't trying to, I just like don't want to be mute. And it's such a problem that I'm like dealing with of like, we're conquering fucking social anxiety in 2023, okay? And like that's why therapy is in too. I'm gonna figure it out. But like literally, like after like I went on like dates with the Kinge man, I was like, I'm so sorry if I talk too much. Didn't mean to. I was like, I just like it, I've always just talked too little. So yeah. I overcompensate by like wanting to make sure I talk so much.
Yeah. My thing I think is I'm very picky now on friends that I wanna ask them questions because I'm like, I wanna know if we actually will get along outside of like this first hangout.
Yeah.
So like random things, like I don't even know what the fuck is a random thing, because I'm not judging someone, but I'll be like, oh, like, do you drink? Do you smoke? Like those, like questions like that, where I'm like, are we the same vibe? Because like if you're someone that like smokes all the time and like watches movies, like I'm just not like that. Like that's not my vibe. So like I just know like outside of this, we're probably not going to get along as much.
Yeah,
like just like asking like simple things, or like, oh, like,
My biggest thing with people that I meet right now is, what kind of music do you like?
Yeah. I don't know what mine
honestly is. I can't talk to a guy if we don't like the same music.
Yeah.
That's like my deal breaker.
Honestly, I feel like really it's just if the conversation flows for me. Like if I'm hanging out with someone, like if the conversation flows, then that's fine. Mm-hmm. But obviously there's like weird things that I'm like, okay, like we just don't have the same interests, but yeah. Not too picky, I guess.
Yeah. I think the biggest out is just in general, and this is like every year, which I know we just did a list of ins and outs, but it's giving a fuck what other people think about you.
I was going to say mine on here is people pleasing.
Like, I'm, again, therapy is in, y'all. And like, if you struggle with that, like, just talk to a therapist. Like, that shit helps. But like, you just don't need, if you are okay with what you're doing, if you feel okay, you don't need to like change to be more like other people. And it's like something that is hard, especially in your early 20s, because like everyone's changing so much. But it's like, just because you're different doesn't mean you're like, doesn't mean it's bad. It's not bad because it's different.
Yeah. I think people pleasing at the end of the day, like we're old enough to the point where it's like, I know people will get upset about certain things and that's just life. So why be so worried 24/7 that you need to make other people happy?
Mm-hmm. Especially other people happy, and other people just like, maybe not even happy, but just like content with your decisions. Like decisions other people will agree with.
Yeah.
Like if you are okay with it, like that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Like for example, like let's say like me going home and like doing that, like doing stupid stuff, like okay, then if I come back and I cry about it every day, like then that's on me, and then people have the right to be like, oh, you shouldn't have done that, you're literally home crying about it every single day. But if some people are gonna be like, oh, shouldn't have done that, but like I'm fine, and like it was fun and like I feel fine about it, then like it doesn't matter what you think because I'm fine.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like if I came home and like if I'm gonna cry about it every day and like make it everyone's problem, like then it's like, hey yo, don't do that.
Yeah.
But, like if you're chilling, do whatever you want.
I think also in the sense of doing things for people to make them happy, like an example is like one of our friends' birthday. Like I did not want to go out after, so why am I going to people please by going out to make someone happy when I know I don't want to be there in that situation? I might as well go home, which we went home, but I'm just saying like situations like that, why am I going to go do something for someone to make them happy when like I know it's not going to make me happy?
Yeah.
So selfish era.
Yeah, that's what I posted. Like everything for me this year is like, if it's not bettering my mental health, I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
And that's just what it is. And if it is benefiting my mental health, I will do it.
Yeah. I got some exciting things this week. Lots of fucking like catching up to do because I feel like I've not been on my computer in like 2 weeks. But things are happening this year. I'm excited for it.
I'm very excited for this year for like, I like clean like restarts.
Mm-hmm.
Like Mondays, like beginning of the weeks, beginning of the month, beginning of the year. Like I really like a fresh start in a new year. I really enjoy it. And I think they'd like this year of my life will be like a good one.
Yep. Agreed. And which speaking of, I have a call in 20 minutes with somebody for exciting things. So gotta head out.
Thank y'all for listening on our silly little drama and silly life. And we'll see you next week.
Bye guys.
V, do you think we give too much advice on this podcast?
Girl. This is a podcast.
The advice does hit way harder when you cuss with it.
Yeah, and we do plenty of that. This show, it ain't for kids.
Definitely not for the kids, but we do talk a lot about family.
I mean, it comes with the territory and with a show called Baby Mama's No Drama.
I just wonder if people get the gist of the ad we just did.
You mean like the massive billboard in Times Square? That one?
Well, yeah, that one, but also this one, right? I guess I should introduce myself. I'm Kale Lowry.
And I'm V Rivera.
And we're the hosts of Baby Mama's No Drama Podcast.
The Webby Award-winning Baby Mama's No Drama Podcast.
Two baby mamas chatting it up about life, bedroom talk, family, and whatever drama we are trying to get out of the way.
All while being just a little bit explicit.
A lot explicit.
So listen to us, the Baby Mama's No Drama Podcast.
Wherever you get your podcasts.